This is the Class 2A Boys Area 1 Regionals Winners Bracket. Fairview leads 4-2, 5:43 left in the first quarter. Hutchison at the top of the key looking for something inside. He's got Pettis, but the ball's knocked away by Gilmore, and it goes off of Pettis. Gilmore, nice play by the senior. He went for the steal and then was able to knock it off of Pettis, and it goes off of the yellow jacket, and Oklahoma Union will take the ball. 4-2. The Yellow Jackets still lead the Cougars. 5:28 left. A three in the corner from Dylan Ellis. It's up and good. Dylan Ellis, the first three of the game for either team. The junior, the 5'11 junior with a great shot. Now there's a trap in the corner. Hutchinson's able to get it out to Pattis. Then there's a foul. They got Jace Hollingshed with the personal foul. That is his first. Checking in for Oklahoma Union, Nate Collier. Checked in for Hollingshed, Jace Hollingshed. Now Pettis over to Hutchison. Actually, Hutchison tried to get it past Jace Gilmore, but Gilmore comes up with the steal, and there's another foul. They're going to get Pettis, or maybe Hutchison. Yes, they're going to get Hutchison with the foul. That is his first. 5:07 left here in the first quarter. Oklahoma Union leads 5-4. And they have the ball. Cade Hollingshed inbounds it to Ellis. In the corner to Gibson. His three is up, and it's good. Two threes from the Oklahoma Union Cougars, and they lead 8-4. 4:53 left in the first quarter, and they're going to come up with another steal. No, Fairview's going to get it back. There was a scrum on the floor, and the referees blow it dead. They're going to get a foul on somebody. It's going to be on Jace Gilmore of Oklahoma Union. I didn't see exactly what he did, but I think it was somewhere in the scrum. He got a little too physical. So the inbound out to Weston Church, the 6'3 senior. He's going to bring it up, gets a screen, and tries to go up for a shot, but he travels on the play. So Oklahoma Union will get the ball back. Blake Perez checked in for Fairview, along with Frank Redhat, as Oklahoma Union brings it down. Pass in the corner to Colson Gibson. Another three. No, off the front rim and out. So rebounded by Fairview. That is Schmidt. And he gives it to Church, who will try to bring it up, working against Dylan Ellis. Tries to pass it out to Redhat. Redhat's going to try a shot from the short corner. No good, but it's rebounded by Perez. Schmidt tries to take it inside, and he gets fouled. We'll see who the foul is on. It's on Jace Gilmore. That is his second. If I am watching my fouls correctly. So Smith's going to inbound it. Oklahoma Union leads 8-4 here in the first quarter. 4:09 left. And Dylan Ellis is going to get a steal. Trying for the easy left-handed layup. And it's up and good. Redhat tried to come contested, but not good enough. And it's a 10-4 lead for the Cougars. And the coach for Fairview, Jason Collins, is going to call a timeout. We'll keep it right here on KRIG 104.9. So 3 points for Dylan Ellis, the junior. 2 points for Jace Hollingshed, the senior. And a three from Colson Gibson, as well as another layup from Dylan Ellis. So Dylan Ellis has five. Jace Hollingshed has two. Colson Gibson has three. For Fairview, Colton Schmidt has two. And Drew Hawk has two. So a 10-4 lead for the Oklahoma Union Cougars. 3:59 left in the first quarter, as Coach Jason Collins is talking about it with the Yellow Jackets. These two teams haven't played in the last 5 years, so not very familiar with each other. But it hasn't seemed to really affect the Oklahoma Union Cougars so far. I mean, the number one team in 2A, they are a team that there's reason to fear if you're Fairview. And with their speed and defensive intensity so far, they have shown why they are ranked as such so far. So the inbound to Weston Church for Fairview. Throws it over to Schmidt on the right wing. Back all the way over to Redhat in the corner. His three is up and no good. Rebounded by Collier. And throws it over to Dylan Ellis, and Oklahoma Union will bring it back up with a six-point lead. Ellis almost gets pickpocketed, but he throws in the corner and almost gets picked off there. It's going to go off the hands of Austin Hawk. It's going to stay down here with Oklahoma Union. 3:37 left. They lead 10-4. Dylan Ellis inbounds it. Gets it to Hollingshed. Now it's back over to Ellis. In the short corner to Collier. Back over to Cade Hollingshed. He's going to shoot a three. The sophomore shot is up and good. Another three-pointer for the Cougars. 3:22 left. They lead 13-4, and there's going to be a foul on the other end as Schmidt was bringing it down. They're going to get Cade Hollingshed with his first foul. He was trying to reach in there. So inbounding it for Fairview was Church. Now Red Hat's going to try a three from the left wing. He's 0 for 2 from three-point land right now. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Fairview as it looked like Hawk was trying to get a rebound. No, it's going to go off of Oklahoma Union, I should say. Now it's inbounded from Church into Schmidt. He's going to shoot a shot from the free throw line. No good. Rebounded by Gilmore, and they're going to get a foul on Austin Hawk. Excuse me, no, they're going to get a foul on Cade Hollingshed. Okay. It must have been an off-ball foul because he was nowhere near the rebound. Oklahoma Union leads 13-4. Cade Hollingshed has two fouls. And Austin Hawk is going to head to the line for two. So it must have been a late shooting foul. Excuse me, Fairview's already in the bonus, so it was a 1-1. It's off the back rim, no good. So it was an off-the-ball foul on Cade Hollingshed, and Austin Hawk's 1-1 free throw, the front end, was no good. So I think we're all straight now. You're listening to Oklahoma Union Cougars versus the Fairview Yellow Jackets on K-Rig 104.9. The Cougars bring it down. Drew Ellis is going to try a shot from the right side, off the back rim, no good, but he's going to get fouled. Let's see who they're going to get. I believe it was Perez. Yes. So they're going to get Blake Perez, the 5'11 freshman, with the foul. That's a fourth team foul on Fairview. So Ellis will head to the line for two. 63.6 free throw shooter. Already has 5 points in the first quarter so far. First free throw up and rolls out. So no good for Ellis. Into the game for Fairview is Sawyer Hutchison. He checks in for Austin Hawk. Ellis' second free throw. Up, and that one's off the side rim. No good. So Fairview will bring it up. Oklahoma Union leads 13-4, 2:51 left in the first quarter here in Ponca City in the regional winners bracket. Red Hat's going to try another shot from the right short corner. No good. Rebounded by Gibson. And they're going to get a foul on Fairview. That'll be their fifth team foul. And they're going to get Weston Church, which is his first. So inbounding for Union will be Dylan Ellis. It looks like Henry Auer checks in for the Cougars, the 5'8 junior. Over to Auer on the right wing. Skip passes over to Dylan Ellis working against Schmidt. Now it's Jace Gilmore with a nice pump fake over wide open three for Henry Auer. The three is up and it's off the front rim. No good, but rebounded by Collier and up and good. 15-4 lead for the Oklahoma Union Cougars over the Fairview Yellow Jackets. And as Weston Church brings it down, they're going to get a reach-in foul on Dylan Ellis, which is his second foul. So if you're the Oklahoma Union Cougars, you kind of got to calm down the defensive intensity. Gilmore has two, Dylan Ellis has two, and Cade Hollingshed has two. Eight team fouls on Oklahoma Union. So heading to the line for a 1-1 will be Weston Church. Baylor Nash is going to check in for Oklahoma Union as Dylan Ellis is going to go take a seat. So the 1-1. For Weston Church, up and off the back rim, but it rolls back in. Good. Weston Church for Fairview. So the back end for Church, but before he does that, Sawyer Hutchinson's going to check in for Blake Perez. The back end of the 1-1 for Hutchinson, excuse me, for Weston Church is off the front rim, no good. So 1 of 2 from the line there. As Jace Gilmore is going to bring it down. Tries to get Collier in the lane. Back out. Gilmore. Now it's a three from Colson Gibson off the front rim. No good. Rebounded by Hutchison. Fairview brings it back down. Schmidt is going to trying to lay up from the right side. No, he kicks it back out. Weston Church gets a hold of it on the right wing. Now back over and back out to Church. Working against the tough defense of Oklahoma Union. Schmidt now in the corner is going to go for a right-handed layup. Way overshoots it, and Jace Gilmore is going to get the rebound. Colson Gibson brings it down for the Cougars. Gilmore from the right wing wanted a shot there, but he's going to kick it back out to Henry Auer, who's going to shoot from the short corner. Overshoots that one. Colson Gibson gets the rebound, puts it back up, and it's good. Colson Gibson. He has 5 points here in the first quarter. 1:22 left in the first. A 17-5 lead for the Oklahoma Union Cougars. As Fairview's looking for something, anything here on offense to cut the momentum. Pettis now on the left wing. Back over. Wide open three for Church, and it's way short off the front rim and no good. Rebounded by Fairview, though. They're going to get a foul on Oklahoma Union. That was Drew Hawk that came up with the rebound. I believe they're going to get Collier with his first. They are. And the Oklahoma Union fans don't like it. It's a ninth team foul here in the first quarter on Oklahoma Union. And Drew Hawk is going to head to the line for two. He already has 2 points. He has two of Fairview's 5 points right now. 1:01 left in the first quarter. Oklahoma Union leads 17-5 here in this regional winner's bracket game. The winner of this is guaranteed a spot in the area tournament. Drew Hawk's front end of the 1-1 off the back rim, and no good. So Oklahoma Union will bring it back down. It's going to be Jace Hollingshed who's back in over to Henry Auer on the right wing, who will dribble it around, tries to get it to Colson Gibson in the corner. It's tipped by Hutchison, who corrals it and gets it to Church. 45 seconds left. Church is going to go the full court down on the right side. His layup is up and good. 17-7 lead now for Oklahoma Union as Jace Hollingshed is going to bring it back down. And now they're kind of slowing it down, the Cougars are, as Baylor Nash gets the ball at the top of the key, gets it to Henry Auer on the right wing. Now back out to Jace Hollingshed, who's going to dribble it in. The shot from the free throw line, up and good. Nice little play to find the hole in the zone from Jace Hollingshed. He has 4 here in the first quarter. 19-7 lead for the Oklahoma Union Cougars. 5 seconds left in the first. Fairview's going to try to get a shot off. It's Schmidt in the corner, and he's just going to let time expire. So at the end of the first, the Oklahoma Union Cougars lead the Fairview Yellow Jackets 19-7. We'll take a quick break here on K-Rig 104.9.
Are you low on fuel or propane? Do your horses need fed with some good quality feed? How about your truck? Does it need a new flatbed? Does your grass need cut with a new mower? The Barley Co-op, located in southeast Kansas and northeast Oklahoma, will serve all your agricultural needs. With 8 different locations, find the one closest to you and visit us today. With weekly specials on our products, we try to always have great deals for you to choose from. Find us on the web at bartlettcoop.com. That's bartlettcoop.com.
All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the Allen Robson Fieldhouse here in Ponca City for the 2A Area 1 Boys Regionals Bracket. The winner's bracket, I should say. The number one ranked team in 2A, the Oklahoma Union Cougars, lead the Fairview Yellow Jackets 19-7 after the first quarter. Some early scores for the Oklahoma Union Cougars. Dylan Ellis has 5. Colson Gibson has 5. Kate Hollingshed has 3. Nate Collier has 2. And, oh, I missed Jace Hollingshed. Jace Hollingshed has 4 for the Fairview Yellow Jackets. Weston Church has 3. Drew Hawk has 2. And Colton Schmidt has 2. So 8 minutes back on the clock for the second quarter here on K-Rig 104.9. I'm Sam Henderson. So Fairview is going to get the ball to start the second quarter. Pettis inbounds it to Church. Fairview's got to find some type of hole here in this very intense Oklahoma Union defense, which has given opponents headaches all season. Weston Church tries to go for a right-handed layup. I think some defenders for Oklahoma Union got a hand on it, but it goes out of bounds off of Fairview, and the Cougars will take it back down. And at a quick pace, nonetheless, Henry Auer gets a pass from Colson Gibson. He pretty much gets clotheslined by Drew Hawk, but he fell down and the ball went out of bounds. So they're going to say it's out on Oklahoma Union, and Fairview's going to get the ball back. There was a little bit of contact there. The Oklahoma Union fans didn't like it, but the Yellow Jackets are going to get the ball back. 7:41 left. They trail by 12. Colton Schmidt gets the ball knocked out of his hands by Baylor Nash. And he'll stay down there with the Yellow Jackets. Inbounding is Pettis. Gets it to Weston Church, working against Colson Gibson. High pass over in the corner to Schmidt. And he just throws it to Baylor Nash. And Baylor Nash tries to take it down the court. He gets fouled. I believe that the foul is on Schmidt. Yes, it is. That is his second. That was a really weird sequence of events. Schmidt just kind of turned around and threw it straight to Baylor Nash. There was nobody in the vicinity. I don't know if he just got confused with the color of the jersey, but, hey, Baylor Nash will take it. So Oklahoma Union inbounds it. Jace Hollingshed inside, pulls up, shot off the front rim, no good. Rebounded by Blake Perez. And Fairview will bring it back down. Weston Church goes inside. His right-handed shot up, no good. Rebounded by Oklahoma Union. Henry Auer is going to drive in, kicks it back out to Colson Gibson. His three is up. That thing is good. Swish. Colson Gibson, he has 8 points now for the Cougars. 22-7 lead. Oklahoma Union has 6:53 left in the second quarter here at Allen Robinson Fieldhouse in Ponca City. The winner of this game is guaranteed a spot in the area tournament as Hutchinson gets his ball knocked away from Nash. Nash goes up from the left side with his right hand. It's up and good. And there's another timeout called by Fairview, and the Oklahoma Union fans are going absolutely wild. We'll keep it right here on KRIG 104.9. 24-7 lead the Oklahoma Union Cougars have here on the Fairview Yellow Jackets. And, man, have I been impressed with the way that this Oklahoma Union team has responded. They had a close game in districts against Barnsdall, an unranked Barnsdall team. Only won that game by 2 points. Weren't really expecting to have much of a game, but just seeing how Coach Ott has had his team respond with this game, it really says a lot. I heard somewhere that the Barnsdall coach said something to the effect of, well, we may have awoken the monster, pushing them to the limit in districts, and that's what it looks like so far, the way that this Oklahoma Union team is performing against Fairview. As the teams are going to come out of the huddle here. Like I said, the Cougars have a 24-7 lead over the Fairview Yellow Jackets. 6:38 left in the second quarter. The scoring so far for the quarter, Fairview doesn't have any points yet. Colson Gibson has 3 points. Baylor Nash has 2 points. So Fairview's going to have to figure out a way to score against this tough Oklahoma Union defense if they're going to want to get back in this game. Weston Church is going to bring it up. Working against Henry Auer, he's going to go from the right side, kicks it out to Blake Perez from the left wing. His three is up off the back rim, no good. Rebounded by Oklahoma Union. That was Nash. He gets it to Colson Gibson, almost falls down getting the rebound. But Gibson gets it to Hollingshed. Jace Hollingshed rolls off the front of the rim, no good. Back inside, shot is up, and a foul on Logan Rush. He's going to head to the line for two. We'll see who they get the foul on for Fairview. I believe they're going to get Perez, which would be his second. Yes, it is on Perez. Logan Rush, the 6'2 senior, going to head to the line for two, trying to extend this Oklahoma Union lead. His first free throw up and good. Logan Rush, a 66.7% free throw shooter. Checking in is Dylan Ellis. He comes in for Baylor Nash for the Cougars. Second free throw for Logan Rush is up. And good. 2 of 2 from the line for the senior. 26-7 lead for the Cougars. Collier's going to come in for Rush. So he hits two free throws, and he's going to get to go sip on some water over there. That's a good deal, isn't it? So Caden Collier comes in. Nate Collier, I should say. Fairview now working on offense. Blake Perez was trapped in the corner there. Gets it back out to Hawk. Now it's back over. Weston Church shoots a three from the corner. No good. Rebounded by Collier. And he's going to get it back out to Colson Gibson. All the way down the court to Jace Gilmore, who's going to drive in. Goes up with the right-handed finger roll. No good. Rebounded by Church. Still a 26-7 lead as Fairview throws a Hail Mary down the court pretty much. Perez pretty much has to save it. Gets it back out to Drew Hawk, who gets it to Austin Hawk, his brother. He's going to shoot a three from the corner. No good. Jace Gilmore rebound. And Oklahoma Union will bring it back down with a 19-point lead. 5:23 left in the second. Three is up from Colson Gibson and good. What a quick shot from Gibson, but a beautiful one. So a 22-point lead. Colson Gibson up to 11 points as he kicks a pass from Weston Church. Weston was trying to get it to Schmidt, and Gibson kind of, you know, went way up in the air and kicked the ball pretty far, almost kicked it to the Fairview student section over there. But nonetheless, Fairview's going to get the ball back. Weston Church with the ball gets it over to Schmidt on the right wing, who's going to drive in, works against Collier off the back rim, and no good. But Fairview looks like they're going to get it back. No, it's a scramble on the floor. If you're a fan of rugby, you're going to love this play. Blake Perez on the ball. It's a tie-up with Dylan Ellis, and it's going to stay down here with Fairview. No, it's going to be Oklahoma Union because Fairview got the ball to start the second quarter. So the Cougars are going to get the ball off the tie-up. 29-7, the Cougars lead Fairview. 4:52 left in the second quarter. I mean, there's a lot to be said about this Oklahoma Union offense, but their defense is just as good. They've held six opponents under 30 points this season. They've held eight opponents over under 40 points this season. As Gilmore tries to get it inside to Gibson, but they're going to get a foul on Perez as Gibson was trying to enter the lane. So that's Blake Perez's third, if I am doing my tally right. This will be the eighth team foul on Fairview. So Gibson's going to head to the line for a 1-1. So the senior Colson Gibson, like I said, 66.1% free throw shooter, hits his first free throw of the night. He's up to 12 points. Second free throw up, and that one's good. He has 8 points this quarter, and it's a 31-7 lead for the Oklahoma Union Cougars over the Fairview Yellow Jackets as Church gets over to Schmidt in the corner to Hawk. And he just kind of has to save from going out of bounds, throws it straight to Colson Gibson, who goes up with a finger roll from the left side, up and good. Colson Gibson absolutely dominating this quarter, and the Cougars have a 33-7 lead. 4:22 left in the second quarter. Skip pass over to Red Hat from the left wing. His three is up. He can't buy a shot tonight. Rebounded by Gibson, who gets it over to Gilmore. And he's going to get fouled by Weston Church. That is his second. And Gilmore's going to head to the line for a 1-1, as that's the ninth team foul on Fairview. So Gilmore hasn't scored yet tonight, but he had 8 points in their win against Barnsdall last Saturday, 8 rebounds as well. So he is one that usually contributes on this team. Hasn't really needed to contribute tonight with the way that Colson Gibson is just absolutely dominating. But Gilmore is 76.5% free throw shooter. We'll see if he can get his first points tonight. The front end is up and good. 4:09 left. And Oklahoma Union leads by 27 here in this winner's bracket game of the regional tournament for 2A boys. Gilmore's second free throw rattles out, no good. And Weston Church is quickly going to bring it back up the court. Looks like he got tripped by Collier, and he hit the floor hard. He's still on the floor. Looks like he's in a pretty good amount of pain. They're going to get a foul on Collier for tripping, I believe. No, they're going to get it on Dylan Ellis. Okay. So that is Ellis's third personal foul. Weston Church is back up. Looks like he's going to be okay, just kind of gingerly walking around. He hit the floor pretty hard. I don't know if you could hear it through my mic, but I could definitely hear it. Looks like Henry Auer is set to check in for the Cougars. So Church is going to go to the line for two as they're now in the double bonus. 10-team fouls on Oklahoma Union. They're just trying to make sure he's okay and fit to play. Maybe giving him some time to walk it off. And he says he's good. So Weston Church, he has 3 points tonight. I'm trying to add to that point total. His first free throw rattles all the way around and just drops in. And that one's good. So Hutchinson checks in. Hawk and Red Hat are going to come out for Fairview. Looks like Pettis checked in as well for the Yellow Jackets. Henry Auer, like I said, comes in for the Cougars. Second free throw rattles out for Church, so no good. 34-8, Oklahoma Union leads Fairview here. 4 minutes left in the second quarter. And Kate Hollingshed is going to bring it up on the left wing. Now back out to Colson Gibson. Over to Henry Auer on the right wing. Back out to Jace Gilmore at the top of the key. He kicks it inside to Collier, who goes up from the right side. No good. Rebounded by Schmidt. And Fairview gets a defensive stop. 3:40 left. But Oklahoma Union still leads by 26. Fairview's not even in double-digit points yet. As Schmidt tries to go up and change that, no good. Jace Gilmore gets the rebound. He's going to go all the way down the court to Henry Auer, but it's knocked out of bounds by Weston Church. But it'll still stay down here with Oklahoma Union. Like I said at the top of the broadcast, Oklahoma Union 22-1. Their only loss was to a ranked team in 4A. The number one team in 2A are the Cougars. Jace Gilmore's going to go inside the lane, tries to put a shot up, but it's blocked by Fairview. Looked like Schmidt got a hand on it. Still going to go out off the Yellow Jackets. And Oklahoma Union will keep it down here. 3:18 left in the second quarter here from the Allen Robson Fieldhouse in Ponca City. Collier's going to go up. His shot is up and good off the inbound from Cade Hollingshed. And Collier has 4 points. Fairview tries to throw a long pass down on the other end to Noah Vell. Gilmore's going to bring it back down. The three from Colson Gibson up and good. This man cannot miss tonight. And Colson Gibson adds his fourth three-pointer of the night. It's a 39-8 lead for the Oklahoma Union Cougars here in this regional game. Pettis tries to get something going on the inside. Goes off his leg. And Oklahoma Union gets another turnover. And they're going to bring it down. Gilmore. Now it's Cade Hollingshed. Throws up a runner. No good off the back rim. Collier gets the rebound. He goes up. Shot's no good, but they're going to get a foul on Pettis. A shooting foul. That'll be his first. And Collier's going to head to the line for two. So Colson Gibson, he had 5 points in the first quarter. He has 13 here in the second quarter as the Cougars lead by 31. And it's not even halftime yet. Collier's first free throw up and good. And his second free throw is up for the senior and good. Nick Collier has 4 points this quarter, 6 points overall. 2:37 left. Weston Church trying to do anything for this Fairview offense. Gets it to Pettis, now to Schmidt. Church working against Gibson. Goes inside. The right-handed shot up and good for Church. And Fairview cuts the run, or stops the run, I should say. As a three up from Gilmore, no good. And Weston Church is going to bring it back down for Fairview. 2:12 left. Oklahoma Union leads 41-10 as Pettis is going to shoot a three. It was a moonshot three, no good. And Oklahoma Union and Henry Auer are going to bring it back down. Jace Gilmore drives it in the lane, shuffles it to Collier, but it gets away from him. Schmidt's going to bring it back down for Fairview, and he's going to go up. There was some contact, no call. He gets his own rebound, and that one's good for Schmidt. He has 4 points today. Jace Gilmore brings it back down for the Cougars. Back over to Collier inside, but that one gets away from him, and Schmidt's going to bring it back down. Deja vu. Now back over to Weston Church in the right corner. Wanted a shot, but he's going to get it to Hutchison, who gets it inside to Hawk. He's blocked by Jace Gilmore. Hawk gets blocked again, but they're going to call a foul on Collier. And that is Collier's second, as Hawk was going up for the shot. So he'll go to the line for two. It's a 41-12 lead for the Cougars. 1:27 left in the first half here. There's going to be a timeout on the floor, a quick 30-second timeout from Coach Lee Otto. We'll keep it here on K-Rig 104.9. If you missed at the top of the broadcast, the Oklahoma Union girls, the number 8 team in 2A girls basketball, they beat Fairview 49-39 in the game before this. So the Oklahoma Union girls are guaranteed a spot in the area tournament. They will play for the regional championship at 6:30 on Saturday. Here at Ponca City, they're going to play the winner of Sayre and Amber Pocasset. I did not see a score of that game, so I don't know who they'll play, but the Oklahoma Union Lady Cougars are going to be in the regionals championship on Saturday. But the boys are trying to do the exact same thing here, and man, are they looking good, at least here in the first half. They lead by 29, 41 to 12, with a minute and a half left in the first quarter. But nonetheless, Fairview trying to put some more points on the board. Drew Hawk is at the line after the shooting foul. His first free throw up and good. Drew Hawk is a 6-foot senior, and his second free throw is up, and that one's good. 2 of 2 from the line for Hawk. Oklahoma Union's going to bring it back down. This is Jace Hollingshed over to Cade Hollingshed. Now it's Henry Auer, who's going to get fouled by Blake Perez. Perez has had a little bit of trouble trying to reach in this game, and he already, if my tally is correct, Blake Perez has 4 fouls. And it looks like the coach for Fairview, Jason Collins, is going to send in Colton Schmidt to check in for Perez, as Henry Auer is going to go to the line. He's in there. Oklahoma Union's in the double bonus. He makes the first free throw. And Auer has his first point of the game. He's going to shoot one more free throw. So Schmidt did come in for Perez. I believe Perez has 4 fouls. And Auer makes the second free throw. So he extends the Oklahoma Union lead. It's a 43-14 lead. 1:12 left in the second quarter. Hutchison gets the ball over to Schmidt on the right wing. He's going to shoot a 3 off the front rim. No good. Weston Church with the rebound for the Yellow Jackets. His shot is up and no good, but there's a foul on the shot. They're going to get Baylor Nash, I believe. Yes. And that is his first foul. So Weston Church heads to the line. The senior will try to convert from the free throw line. He is 2 of 4. From the free throw line today, that one rolls out. So he is 2 of 5. Seeing if he can make the second one here. 1:02 left. Oklahoma Union leads by 29 in the second quarter. As the second free throw up and good for Church. And bringing it up for the Cougars is Jace Hollingshed. Under a minute now from the Allen Robinson Fieldhouse in Ponca City here in northern Oklahoma. Baylor Nash. Now this is Rush at the top of the key. And there's a whistle down low. They're going to get a foul on Baylor Nash. An off-ball foul. That is his second. And he's picked up 2 quick fouls. Fairview's going to get the ball back. 45 seconds left. Weston Church will bring it up. We're working against Henry Auer. You're listening to the Oklahoma Union Cougar boys basketball game against the Fairview Yellow Jackets here on KRIG 104.9. Is Weston Church? No, that is Frank Redhat that throws it away. And the Cougars are going to get it back. Jace Hollingshed inbounds to Cade Hollingshed. 30 seconds now. We'll see if Coach Ott just wants his team to hold on to it, take the final shot. Doesn't look like that's the case. Cade Hollingshed's going to drive in, gets it inside to Baylor Nash, goes up strong. Shot's no good, but he does draw a foul. And they're going to get the foul on Drew Hawk, I should say. That is his first. Baylor Nash is going to head to the line. Hasn't shot a free throw yet today, but he's a 64.7% free throw shooter. His first one off the front rim, no good. And then the second free throw for the 6'3 sophomore. Spins the ball around in his hands. Shots up. That one, no good. Looked like it was going to go in, but to no avail. Rush is able to get the offensive rebound. Now there's a tie-up underneath the goal. I think they're going to call a jump ball. But Baylor Nash goes 0-2 from the line. Okay, I believe they're going to call a lane violation on Oklahoma Union, so Fairview's going to get the ball regardless. 18.6 seconds left. The Cougars lead 43-15 over Fairview, but Fairview's going to try and cut the lead before the half here as it's Drew Hawk in the right corner working against a double team. Throws it right to Baylor Nash, but they're going to call a foul on Henry Auer before that happens. That's going to be Auer's first foul. And Fairview's in the double bonus, so Drew Hawk is going to head the line for 2. He is 2 of 3 from the free throw line today. His fourth free throw. Up off the back rim and kicks back in. Good. The second free throw for the 6 foot senior is up and off the side rim. No good. Oklahoma Union's going to push it down the court. This is Baylor Nash from the right side, but the dribble gets away from him, goes out of bounds, and Fairview is going to get back the ball. 1.4 seconds left. Inbound to Weston Church. He's going to try a shot from half court. No good. Off the top of the backboard, the Oklahoma Union Cougars, the number one ranked team in 2A, lead 43-16 over the Fairview Yellow Jackets here at the half. We'll be back in a couple of minutes for some halftime stats, kind of a recap of the first half, but you're listening to K-Rig 104.9.
At Welch State Bank, we strive to provide the products and services you want and need. That's why we offer products like our interest-bearing, more than free checking account with no monthly service fees. Not to mention free online banking, free bill pay, free mobile banking, free mobile check-in deposit, and a free $10 gift card. I'm not sure if you heard, but that's a whole lot of free with no monthly service charges. Third-party message, data, or ISP fees may apply. E-statements required. Welch State Bank, member FDIC.
Looking to take flexible online classes that work with your schedule? Coffeyville Community College offers 8-week online courses that start March 12th, offering courses that fit your needs like college algebra, intro to leadership, small business management, and more. Call 1-877-51-RAVEN or visit www.coffeyville.edu for more information on how to enroll.
For buying or selling your livestock, trust Brian Little and Jimmy King at Coffeyville Livestock Market, a full-service livestock auction. They sell cattle every Thursday beginning at 9 a.m., and on the second Tuesday of the month, they feature a sheep, hog, and goat auction at 5 p.m. For additional information, please call Brian Little at 918-331-7705 or Jimmy King at 620-515-5464 or the sale barn at 620-251-5464.
Regent Bank of Nowata has a passion to serve. Hello, I'm Trevor Dorsey with Regent Bank of Nowata. We would love to help your business grow. But not only do we do business loans and have business products, we have all the consumer products, loans, checking, savings, CDs, mortgage lending. We would love to help you with any need that you might have, whether it's business or personal. We'd ask that you come see us at Regent Bank of Nowata. Regent Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I started a business, but I have no idea on a design.
What should I do for a new sign?
The options are endless at Designs Unlimited. Need posters for an event? Who's doing the kids' ball team's uniform? Sponsors' names put on a car?
The options are endless at Designs Unlimited.
In Coffeyville, right off 169, north of the railroad track. Like them on Facebook or call 620-948-9090. 620-948-9090. Designs Unlimited. 620-948-9090.
The Bartlett Co-op offers many different services. Whether you've worked with us all your life or this is the first time you've heard the name, employees at the Bartlett Co-op welcome any type of customer. No matter your needs, from fuel, feed, and fertilizer to propane, tires, and merchandise, we enjoy seeing you come through our doors and are happy to provide you with good old Bartlett Co-op service. Look us up on Facebook or on the web at bartlettcoop.com.
Ever experience the panic of misplacing your debit card? Wouldn't it be nice to control your debit card anytime from anywhere in the world? Welch State Bank offers their customers Card Valet to monitor your transactions for fraud, turn your card off and on, and more. Right, visit your app store to download Card Valet today and control your debit card 24/7, 365 a year. Third-party message, data, or ISP fees may apply. Welch State Bank, member FDIC.
Looking to take flexible online classes that work with your schedule? Coffeyville Community College offers 8-week online courses that start March 12th, offering courses that fit your needs like college algebra, intro to leadership, small business management, and more. Call 1-877-51-RAVEN or visit www.coffeyville.edu for more information on how to enroll.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're back.
And welcome back to the Allen Robson Fieldhouse here in Ponca City for the Class 2A Boys Area 1 Regional Winners Bracket game between the number one ranked team in 2A, the Oklahoma Union Cougars, and the unranked 2A team, the Fairview Yellow Jackets. The Oklahoma Union Cougars are all over the Yellow Jackets in the first half. It's a 43-16 advantage for the Oklahoma Union Cougars. Looking at some scores from the first half, Colson Gibson, the senior, is having himself a day. He had 17 points in their district title victory against Barnesville. He already has 18 points tonight with 4 3-pointers and other scores. Nate Collier has 6 points. Dylan Ellis, the junior, has 5. Jace Hollingshed with 4. Henry Auer has 2. Logan Rush has 2. Baylor Nash has 2. I miss Kate Hollingshed. Kate Hollingshed has 3. And Jace Gilmore has 1. As for the Fairview Yellow Jackets, it looks like Weston Church is leading the way with 7 points. Drew Hawk has 5. And then Colton Schmidt has 4. So only 3 players for the Yellow Jackets have scored so far today. As for the quarter-by-quarter, the Oklahoma Union Cougars, they were actually trailing in the first few minutes of the game, and then they were able to kind of wear down Fairview with their quickness, defensive intensity. They won the first quarter 19-7. And then in the second quarter, I mean, it was all Cougars and Colson Gibson. Colson Gibson scored 13 of Oklahoma Union's 24 points in the second quarter, and they beat Fairview 24-9 in the second quarter. So they have a 43-16 lead here in, or at the at halftime, I should say, as the Cougars are coming back out for a little bit of a shoot around, get back warmed up before the second half. Before we go back to break, before we bring it back for the second half, we'd like to thank our sponsors for this broadcast: Designs Unlimited, Welch State Bank, Coffeyville Community College, Coffeyville Livestock Market, Regent Bank, and Bartlett Co-op. Appreciate what they do here for us on KRIG 104.9. So yeah, there's your halftime scores, kind of your halftime quarter by quarter. Really, if you want the abbreviated version story of the first half, it's that this Oklahoma Union Cougars team is showing why they're the number one team in 2A, and it seems like they're angered a little bit from the close game they had with Barnesdall in districts. So they lead 43-16 here at the half. The teams are coming back out for a shoot around. We'll take another quick break here and bring it back for the start of the second half here on KRIG 104.9.
For buying or selling your livestock, trust Brian Little and Jimmy King at Coffeyville Livestock Market.
All right, you
got it. Full-service livestock auction. They sell cattle every Thursday beginning at 9 a.m., and on the second Tuesday of the month, they feature a sheep, hog, and goat auction at 5 p.m. For additional information, please call Brian Little at 918-331-7705 or Jimmy King at 620-515-5464 or the sale barn at 620-251-5460.
Regent Bank of Nowata has a passion to serve. Hello, I'm Trevor Dorsey with Regent Bank of Nowata. We would love to help your business grow. But not only do we do business loans and have business products, we have all the consumer products, loans, checking, savings, CDs, mortgage lending. We would love to help you with any need that you might have, whether it's business or personal. We'd ask that you come see us at Regent Bank of Nowata. Regent Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you low on fuel or propane? Do your horses need fed with some good quality feed? How about your truck? Does it need a new flatbed? Does your grass need cut with a new mower? The Bartlett Co-op, located in Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma, will serve all your agricultural needs. With 8 different locations, find the one closest to you and visit us today. With weekly specials on our products, we try to always have great deals for you to choose from. Find us on the web at bartlettcoop.com. That's bartlettcoop.com.
30 seconds.
Welch State Bank has been voted best mortgage lender in Ottawa County for 16 years in a row. Buying your first home? Want to refi your current home? What about building a home? Our loan officers are committed to making your home buying experience as simple as possible. Call today and ask to speak with a lending expert. Hurry, your home is waiting. Welch State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number
32-2675. 3, 2, 1, and you're back.
Welcome back to Ponca City, the Allen Robson Fieldhouse here in northern Oklahoma for the Class 2A Boys Regionals Winners Bracket game between the number one team in 2A, the Oklahoma Union Cougars, and the 2A Fairview Yellow Jackets. The Cougars are all over the Yellow Jackets, 43-16. I believe there's a saying that, you know, everybody has a plan until you get punched in the mouth, and Fairview I mean, for lack of a better term, got punched in the mouth in the first half by these Oklahoma Union Cougars. Actually, Fairview took the whole half to talk about it in the locker room. They're just now walking out. So we'll see what Coach Collins for the Yellow Jackets dialed up in the locker room. But, yeah, like I said, this Oklahoma Union team proving why they're the number one team in 2A. So if you're an Oklahoma Union fan sitting at home, like, okay, so it's the postseason. Where do we go from here? If Oklahoma Union is able to hold on to this game, win it, and not blow a 27-point lead, they are going to play in the regional championship at 8 o'clock on Saturday back here at Ponca City, where they'll play the winner of Hooker and Pioneer Pleasant Vale, which is actually going on right now at Pioneer. If they somehow blow a 27-point lead, lose this game, then they will play at 3 p.m. on Friday back here at Ponca City against Amber Pocasset, who beat Sayre 56-42 earlier today. That would be in the consolation bracket of regionals. So the winner of this game plays at 8 on Saturday. The loser of this game will play at 3 tomorrow. And the teams are back out, getting ready to start the second half. Oklahoma Union fans, like I said at the top of the broadcast, they showed up well for what I believe is a two-hour drive. I'm coming up from Stillwater, so I'm coming from the different direction, but I believe that's a two-hour drive between Ponca City and South Coffeyville. But they have shown up, and they have been loud for their hometown team, as Fairview is going to start with the ball to begin the second half. It's going to be Hutchison over to Hawk on the kind of the dark wood court of this Ponca City field house, the Allen Rawson field house, of course decked out in red and blue for the Ponca City teams, as driving in is Weston Church, gets his own rebound after the miss and puts it back up and in for a quick 2 points to start the third quarter here. 43-18 lead for the Cougars, as Jace Gilmore's going to try a quick three from the right wing, no good, off the back rim, rebounded by Colton Schmidt, and Fairview's going to get the ball back. Weston Church now catches the pass, and they're going to get a foul on Gilmore, who was coming to deflect the pass. That's going to be Gilmore's third foul. So inbounding for Fairview will be Pettis. Now it gets it to Hutchison. Weston Church from the right wing. Skip pass all the way over to Pettis on the left wing. Now it's back out to Church. Church working against Colson Gibson, gets a screen from Hutchison. The ball gets poked away from him, though, from Ellis. Hutchison's going to bring it back inside as he regained control. Church inside is going to go up, double clutches it, but he puts it up and in. And he has a quick 4 points to start the quarter for the Fairview Yellow Jackets, as another pass goes awry for Oklahoma Union, and Fairview gets another steal. It's a 43-20 lead now for the Cougars. Hutchison with the ball back over to Colton Schmidt from the left corner. No good. That's going to roll out of bounds, and Oklahoma Union's going to get the ball back. So a 43-20 lead for the Cougars, 6:31 left here in the third quarter here in Ponca City. Kind of a quick start for the Fairview Yellow Jackets. I guess that's kind of what Coach Collins talked about at halftime, was like, hey, let's jump out on them. They're getting comfortable here. Let's see if we can get a few quick points, and that's what Church has done. But Cade Hollingshed is going to take it down with the right hand, and he answers back with 2 points. The sophomore has his fourth and fifth points of the game, as Schmidt is going to bring it back down for Fairview. Shot is up, no good. Looks like Hutchison tried to save it, but he stepped out of bounds before he was able to parry it back out. And Oklahoma Union is going to get the ball back. Looks like a full court press now for Fairview. And Oklahoma Union is going to inbound to Colson Gibson. Over to Cade Hollingshed, who bounce passes it to Dylan Ellis. Now back over to Jace Hollingshed from the short corner of the left side. Goes up with the right hand. No good. Gets his own rebound over Pettis, and he's going to get fouled. Yes, it's going to be a shooting foul on Hawk. Yes, on Hawk. That is his second. Drew Hawk, the 6-foot senior. So Jace Hollingshed's going to head to the line. He has 4 points. All four came in the first quarter. 2 of 2 from the free throw line. About a 77% free throw shooter, but that one is no good, the first one. 45-20 lead here for the Cougars. 5:54 left in the third quarter. Jace Hollingshed's second free throw up, and that one's good. So it's Weston Church bringing it up for the Yellow Jackets. Now it's Hutchison. He gets a screen from Hawk, but Hawk gets absolutely leveled by Dylan Ellis. No call. Weston Church is going to drive in, and they're going to get an offensive foul on Church. taking the charge was Jace Gilmore. That's going to be Church's third foul. And he's the leading scorer for Fairview.
Offensive foul, number 21,
so inbounding it for Oklahoma Union. As Jace Hollingshead gets it to Colson Gibson. Fairview back out in this full court press. Kate Hollingshead falls down, and Schmidt's going to come up with a steal for Fairview. Goes in on the right side. Gets fouled, but the shot won't go. But he'll head to the line. They're going to get Gilmore with the foul, I believe, which will be his fourth. Yes. That is the senior Gilmore's fourth foul. Colton Schmidt will head to the line. He has 4 points today. 2 points in the first quarter, 2 points in the second quarter. 5:28 left in the third quarter, and Oklahoma Union leads by 26 here in this regional winners bracket game. Colton Schmidt's first free throw up and no good. It was one of those where it made you believe it was going to go in, and then at the last moment just popped right back out. You could see it on Schmidt's face. He thought it was going in, and then as soon as it popped out, he like let out of a sigh of frustration. So Schmidt's second free throw is up. And off the front rim, no good. Rebounded by Collier of Oklahoma Union. Almost gets it poked away by Church, but he's able to get it to Colson Gibson, who heaves it down the court to Cade Hollingshed. Inside to Collier. The big man's going to go up and get called for an offensive foul. Looks like Drew Hawk was the one that took
offensive
the charge.
Foul,
that is Collier's third foul. So Weston Church is going to bring it up. Now gives it to Hutchison. 5:06 left in the third quarter. Oklahoma Union still leads by 26. Hutchison from the left wing gets it taken away by Jace Hollingshed. Nice heads up play by the senior. And Cade Hollingshed is going to take it up, but he gets it stolen away by Colton Schmidt. But Schmidt, as he was trying to corral the ball, gets it knocked away. Or actually, he couldn't get the dribble, and it rolls out of bounds off of him. So Oklahoma Union's going to get the ball back. Now it's Dylan Ellis inbounding it. Colson Gibson for the Cougars. Nice no-look pass back out to Ellis, but Ellis I don't think was expecting it. Corrals it back. Wide open three from the right wing for Cade Hollingshed. No good. Rebounded by Jace. But he gets it poked away, and Fairview comes up with it. Drew Hawk. 4:36 left. Weston Church as the Yellow Jackets trail by 26 here in the third quarter. Hutchison is trapped, but he gets it back out to Schmidt. Now it's Weston Church who will dribble in, trying to get something going on offense. And that one rattles out, puts up a shot, no good. And then the rebound's going to go off of Hawk, so the Cougars will regain possession. Colson Gibson all the way down the court. Jace Hollingshed dribbles in, but he gets fouled by Sawyer Hutchison before he does so. Actually put up a shot that was up and good, but it was way after the foul was called. And Hutchison's going to get called for a foul. That is two fouls for Hutchison, the 5'11 sophomore. Dylan Ellis will inbound it from the sideline. Colson Gibson. Now Jace Hollingshed in the corner to Dylan Ellis. Pump fake, and he feeds it to Cade Hollingshed inside, up and good. Nice pass from Ellis inside. So Weston Church will bring it up. Under 4 minutes now left in the third quarter. Oklahoma Union leads by 28. They're going to get a foul on Cade Hollingshed as he was trying to steal the pass away from Pettis. And that's going to be Hollingshed's third. So Nate Collier has three. Cade Hollingshed has three. Looks like Jace Gilmore has four, and Dylan Ellis has three fouls. So a little bit of foul trouble. Not too bad right now, but definitely something to keep an eye on for the Cougars. As Colton Schmidt's going to try a deep three from the right wing. No good off the front rim. If he would have shot that from normal range, it would have gone in. Just judging by the length, Colson Gibson hurries up the court. Three-pointer from Dylan Ellis, no good. Jace Hollingshed gets the rebound, and he gets blocked by Schmidt, but they're going to call a foul. So Hollingshed's going to head the line. Jace Hollingshed, I should say. He'll head to the line for two. They're going to get the foul on Schmidt, which is his third. So foul-wise for Fairview, as Jace Hollingshed puts the first free throw up and good. For the Yellow Jackets, Schmidt has three, Weston Church has three, Drew Hawk has two, Sawyer Hutchison has two, Caden Pettis has one, and then Blake Perez, the freshman, has four fouls, and we haven't seen him since the first half. Frank Redhat's going to check in for the Yellow Jackets as Jace Hollingshed converts his second free throw. Looking like Traven Dobbs is going to make his first appearance of the day for the Yellow Jackets as well. Oh, Blake Perez is back in. Oklahoma Union gets the steal. It's going to be Colson Gibson that brings it down. And he throws it away. So the Yellow Jackets are going to get the ball back. I think he was thinking Dylan Ellis was going to cut, and he didn't. And that's what caused the pass to go awry. And looks like the two are talking about it right now as we're waiting on Fairview to inbound it. So Traven Dobbs is going to bring it up for the Yellow Jackets. He's a 5'8 sophomore. Almost gets it stolen away by Gibson, but they're going to call a foul on Colson. That's only his first of the day. So some smart defense today from Gibson, but he's actually going to check out. Looks like Henry Auer and Rush and Nash are going to check in for Union. Collier, Dylan Ellis, and Gibson check out. 50-20. Oklahoma Union leads here, 3:13 left in the third quarter here in Ponca City. As Baylor Nash is going to get a foul called on him, a reach-in foul, trying to knock away from Frank Redhat. That is going to be Baylor Nash's third foul. He had two quick fouls in the first half in the last couple minutes, one of which was an offensive foul, I believe. So Traven Dobbs is going to try and set up the offense at the top of the key. He actually gets it over to Austin Hawk, who's going to drive in back out. Two Dobbs is going to drive in, working against Nash. They're going to call a foul on Nash. The shot doesn't go, but Dobbs is going to head to the line for two. So I believe that's Nash's fourth foul. It is. So Traven Dobbs is going to see if he can get his first points of the day. First shot up and good for the sophomore. He's listed as 5'8 on the roster, but I don't know about that, folks. He's looking more like 5'6 range. As the second free throw up and good for Dobbs. 2-2 from the free throw line for him. It's a 50-22 lead now for Oklahoma Union. As Rush is in the right corner, it gets it inside to Baylor Nash, who puts it up and in from the right block. Good pass from Rush to Nash. 52-22, Oklahoma Union leads now. Under 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Try to get it inside to Frank Redhat due to the Yellow Jackets, but it's knocked away by Nash. So it's going to stay down here with Fairview. The winner of this game goes to the regional championship and will be guaranteed a spot in the area tournament. Oklahoma Union is trying to get back to their second straight area tournament as they made it last year. Were knocked out in area last year by Rejoice Christian, so trying to do better than they did last year or go further in the postseason. As Austin Hawk with some nice dribbling, puts up a shot, no good though. Had some fancy dribbling, but the shot wasn't there. As a Hail Mary down the court to Henry Auer is converted on the other end with a nice finger roll. And it's a 32-point lead for the Cougars. Auer has 4 points. Blake Perez now on the right wing for Fairview. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Frank Redhat's going to try a shot off the front rim. He has yet to make a shot today. And it's going to be a tie-up. Blake Perez and Rush. No, they're going to call a foul on Rush. And he's confused by it.
Foul number 13.
So that is Rush's first. And checking in for Oklahoma Union, Braylon Holland comes in for Jace Hollingshed. So Fairview's in the bonus, and Blake Perez will head to the line for a 1-1 after the foul on Rush. First free throw is no good, rebounded by Holland. And Oklahoma Union will bring it back down. 3-point from the left corner from Baylor Nash is no good. Actually, pumps over the backboard and around the back, so it'll go out of bounds off Oklahoma Union. Fairview will get it back. Coming in for Fairview, Riley Nelson, a freshman, and also Gunnar Wooten, he's a sophomore. So it looks like Fairview's kind of digging into the bench now. They might be kind of waving the white flag here in the late moments of the third quarter. They're trailing by 32 to Oklahoma Union. Throwing in some young guys, seeing what they can do. The only starter left on the court for Oklahoma Union is Kate Hollingshed, as the shot is up and good from Riley Nelson, and the Fairview student section goes bonkers. Nice shot from the freshman. It was from the elbow. It was kind of a fadeaway, really. As he gets the rebound over the head of Nash off the missed shot of Oklahoma Union's. And Favre's going to bring it back down. Now it's Dobbs to Red Hat. Red Hat's going to drive it in. His shot is blocked by Rush. Gets his own rebound. That one's blocked by Holland. Now he's back out to Dobbs. Excuse me, that's Wooten. Now to Dobbs at the top of the key. And now back over to Riley Nelson. Under a minute left now. Oklahoma Union leads by 30, 54-24 in this regional winners bracket game. As Wooten, now I can't make this up, folks. Wooten basically snapped the basketball to Henry Auer like it was a football play. I don't know what he was thinking there, but, you know, that's what it is. Henry Auer gets the pass to Rush, and Rush's shot is way over the rim. It's actually an air ball rebounded by Fairview. That was Cole Richter with the rebound. So, like I said, digging deep into the bench are these Yellow Jackets trying to get some of the younger guys some postseason playing time. 16 seconds left in the third quarter. Now it's Wooten back out to Dobbs. Now back to Wooten in the right corner. He's going to dribble around the perimeter. Now all the way over to Frank Redhat from the left wing. No good. I believe he's 0 of 8 from the field tonight. And the ball's going to go out of bounds with half a second left on the clock here in the third quarter. Clay Gilmore is going to come in for Oklahoma Union. Checks in for Cade Hollingshead. So Oklahoma Union is just going to let the time run out as they inbound the ball. So we will head to the fourth quarter, and the Cougars have a 30-point advantage over the Fairview Yellow Jackets here in the regional winners bracket game. We'll be back for the fourth quarter here after a quick break on KRIG 104.9.
Did you see that sign? Ever wonder where you go to get that unique sign that fits your business?
Designs Unlimited
can hook you up. And everyone will be seeing your sign. Make your ideas come to life. Whether it's a company car wrap or ball cap or a special event, Designs Unlimited will open your eyes when you see their sign.
Get Right Graphics, NATO Alley, and Designs Unlimited have merged. Phone 620-948-9090.
Looking to take flexible online classes that work with your schedule? Coffeeville Community College offers 8-week online courses that start March 12th, offering courses that fit your needs like college algebra, intro to leadership, small business management, and more. Call 1-877-51-RAVEN or visit www.coffeeville.edu for more information on how to enroll.
3, 2, 1, and you're back.
Welcome back to the Allen Robson Fieldhouse here in Ponca City for the start of the fourth quarter between the number one ranked team in 2A, the Oklahoma Union Cougars, and the Fairview Yellow Jackets. We are already underway as the Oklahoma Union Cougars lead by 30 here in the fourth quarter. It's pretty much backup territory right now as the elbow shot from Braylon Holland is up and good, and he has 2 points to start the fourth quarter. Holland is listed as a 6'1 junior for the Cougars. Traven Dobbs is going to bring it up for Fairview. Riley Nelson, Richter back over to Dobbs in the right corner. Almost gets it stolen away from Rush, but Logan Rush is going to pick up a foul, a reach-in foul. That is his second foul of the day. So like I said, huge lead here for Oklahoma Union in this winner's bracket game of the regional tournament here in Class 2A Area 1 as Traven Dobbs is going to head to the free throw line. Fairview is in the bonus, so it's going to be a 1-1 for the sophomore. His free throw rattles out, no good. And Oklahoma Union will bring it back down. Traven Dobbs, 2 of 3 from the free throw line now. As inside for Oklahoma Union, back out to Holland. His three-pointer from the left corner, no good. Rush gets a rebound. Now there's a little bit of a scrap on the court. Referee's going to come in and break it up. It was Nelson and Rush, but I think they're going to get a jump ball on. Doesn't look like any fouls are going to come from it, though. Referees did a great job breaking that up before it got out of hand. But coming in for Oklahoma Union, 25, Caleb Drake. So Oklahoma Union, like similar to Fairview, getting these younger guys some quality minutes here in the postseason. The winner of this is guaranteed a spot in the area tournament, which right now, barring an absolute miracle, is going to be Oklahoma Union. There's going to be a foul on the floor on Clay Gilmore. That'll be his first. He was kind of crowded up too close to Richter. So this Oklahoma Union team, they came in to this game winning eight straight. Looks like they're going to extend that streak to nine as Cole Richter is going to head to the line in the double bonus now, so he'll shoot two. Richter is a 5'10 freshman. His first free throw up off the back rim, no good. Oklahoma Union came in winning eight straight. Only loss this season was to the number 14 team in 4A, Fort Gibson. That was at the Fort Gibson tournament. So it was pretty much a glorified road game, even though it was in a tournament. That was the second free throw up and good for Richter. And this Oklahoma Union team seems like they got a wake-up call after that close game against Barnsdall in districts. And they're showing it tonight as Holland's going to go up for a shot. There was some contact, no call. And Red Hat is going to bring it back up for Fairview. Tries to get it inside to Nelson, but Holland does a good job hustling back and breaks that up. Still going to go out on Holland. But, he kept Fairview from getting an easy layup with Nelson. So Nelson's going to get it to Wooten, working against Henry Auer. And the ball's going to get stolen away by Clay Gilmore, who's going to go the length of the court with the right hand up and no good, but he's going to get a foul. The foul is on Cole Richter. So Gilmore's going to head to the line for two. And that is Richter's first foul. So this Oklahoma Union team, they were coming into this game 12-1 in road games / neutral site games, which, of course, this is a neutral site game. Looks like they're going to move to 13-1 on the season in those types of games. They'll be back here at 8 o'clock on Saturday as Gilmore makes his first free throw. They're going to be back here on Saturday at 8 o'clock for the regional championship, where they'll play the winner of Hooker and Pioneer Pleasant Bell, which is going on right now at Pioneer. But this Oklahoma Union team, I know that they have their sights on something much further than the regional championship. Of course, they take it one game at a time, but they want a lot out of this postseason as the second free throw is up and good for Gilmore. Coach Ott said he was excited for this game as the ball is stolen away by Trenton Keene. Goes up for a layup. It's blocked by Hawk, Austin Hawk, who will bring it up the court now. Almost gets the ball stolen away by Henry Auer. And then Perez is going to regain control. Dobbs is going to go underneath. The ball gets knocked away. It'll stay down here with Fairview. So Coach Ott, I heard him say on a recording that they were really excited for this game. They're really excited for this regional tournament to kind of prove what they're about and be able to extend their season by a week if they do go to the area tournament. As Austin Hawk gets the inbound, under 6 minutes now as the ball stolen away by Baylor Nash. Just absolutely pickpocketed Hawk. And Holland's going to pull up. The shot is up, no good. But the rebound by Nash puts it back up and good. Baylor Nash has 6 points tonight. Traven Dobbs is going to bring it back up for the Yellow Jackets. And it's stolen again by Baylor Nash. He's going to take it from the right side. His layup is up and good. And that is 4 quick points for the sophomore, Baylor Nash. And he's up to 8. 5:30 left in the fourth quarter. It's a 62-25 lead for Oklahoma Union here in the regional winners bracket game. Nelson gets the ball back out to Perez. Fairview looking like they're going to slow it down here, run their offense. Working against the 2-3 Oklahoma Union zone. Perez gets it to Richter in the right corner. His three is up, no good. Off the side rim, rebounded by Baylor Nash. He gets it to Holland. Holland's going to bring it up and gets it almost stolen away by Traven Dobbs, but is able to regain control. He'll bring it back up. Now on the right wing, the shot by Drake up and no good. He's going to shoot again after the offensive rebound, and that one's good. So Caleb Drake has 2 points. 4:46 left in the fourth quarter. It's a 64-25 lead for Oklahoma Union over Fairview. Nelson at the top of the key, the freshman for Fairview, working against Baylor Nash. Skip passes it over to Blake Perez on the left wing. Fairview running their offense, kind of a methodical pace here. 4:24 left in the fourth quarter. As Holland almost gets a steal on the pass from Perez, able to get back a hold of it is Hawk. He throws a shot up, and it's up and good. He was falling to the ground, just kind of heaved it up, and was able to get it to go in. So 64-27 now is the lead for Oklahoma Union. 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Dribbling in for the Cougars is Jaron Bottoms. But the ball gets knocked out of his hands, and it'll stay down here with the Cougars. Looks like Rush is going to come back in. Trenton Keene is going to come back in for the Cougars. They're just kind of cycling through the reserve players right now, are they? Or the Cougars. So Rush now on the right wing, working against Nelson. Gets it to Keene inside, who gets the ball knocked away by Hauk. And Hauk is going to get the ball. Okay, so it went out on Keene. And Fairview's going to get the ball back. Looks like Frank Redhat's going to check in. Wooten as well is going to come in for the Yellow Jackets, who are looking like they're going to play in the regional consolation bracket tomorrow at 3 back here at Ponca City in the Allen Robson Fieldhouse as Braylon Holland gets the rebound off the missed shot from Frank Redhat, but he gets the steal. Tries to go for a shot. Blake Perez gets the missed shot, and he goes up and is fouled. So Perez is going to head the line for two. I believe they're going to get the foul on Keene. That is his first foul. So Perez is at the free throw line. 3:41 left here in the fourth quarter. His first free throw up and good. Blake Perez has his first point of the day. Really, I mean, the story of this game is just Oklahoma Union kind of coming out angry after their close win over Barnesville, something they didn't really expect in districts, as Perez gets the second free throw to go. And Oklahoma Union will bring it back up with Holland. But they kind of flexed their muscles tonight, did the Oklahoma Union Cougars. They lead by 35 here with 3.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Pass is stolen away by Redhat, but then taken right back by Jaron Bottoms, and he goes up for a shot and is fouled. So he'll head to the free throw line, 4-2, fouled by Redhat. And that is Redhat's first foul. So at the line is Jaron Bottoms. His first free throw is up and no good. Rolls out. Bottoms looking for his first point of the game. Riley Nelson checks in for Blake Perez for Fairview. Looks like some of the Fairview fans already filing out. Headed back home. Of course, it is a work night, I would assume, since tomorrow's Friday. As the second free throw up and good for Jaron Bottoms. As Fairview tries to get a pass in the corner over there to Wooten, to no avail. And it'll be a turnover. Oklahoma Union's going to get the ball back. Checking back in for Oklahoma Union is Caleb Drake. He comes in for Logan Rush. So Braylon Holland inside to Drake. Now to Keene, who goes up hard, but is not fouled. He actually gets blocked by Nelson, and Fairview's going to bring it back down. Traven Dobbs. Now back over to Wooten on the right wing. Frank Redhat in the right corner. Tries to dribble it in, but nice defense from Holland. 2:41 left. Oklahoma Union leads by 36. Dobbs falls down trying to cross over Keene, but they're going to call a foul on Keene. So that is his second. In the double bonus is Fairview, so Dobbs is going to head to the line for two. His first free throw is up and good. He is 2 of 4 from the line. So, and those are his only points. So 2 points. Trying to make it 3. Second free throw up, and that one spins all the way around the rim. No good. 65-30. Oklahoma Union leads 2.5 minutes. Left here in the fourth quarter. Henry Auer over to Keene at the top of the key. Now to Holland. Back to Keene from the left block. His shot is up and good. And Trenton Keene has his first points of the day. Dobbs will bring it back up for Fairview. Now it's Nelson, the freshman. Gets it stolen away by Henry Auer. He's going to take it up. Passes it down the court to Gilmore. Clay Gilmore's layup, no good. But it's rebounded by Drake, whose shot is no good. And Richter's going to corral it for Fairview. Under 2 minutes now. It's a 37-point lead for Oklahoma Union here at the Allen Rawson Fieldhouse in Ponca City in regionals. As Nelson's going to dribble in, almost gets the ball taken away, is able to get it to Dobbs, who gets the ball poked away, and it'll go out on Holland of the Cougars. So we'll stay down here with Fairview. Baylor Nash comes in, and Clay Gilmore comes in for Oklahoma Union. Now it's Dobbs from the right corner. His three is an air ball, rebounded by Jaron Bottoms. Now Baylor Nash is going to bring it up. A minute and a half now. Just going through the motions are the Oklahoma Union Cougars. They are well on their way to their 23rd victory of the season as Henry Auer is just holding it. He actually wipes down his shoe as he's holding the basketball. And it's just kind of the basketball equivalent of the victory formation for the Oklahoma Union Cougars. 67-30 is the score. Henry Auer is actually going to dribble in. Some penetration, gets it back out to Baylor Nash. Now it's a three-pointer from the corner from Clay Gilmore. No good. Rebounded by Caleb Drake. His shot, no good. Now it's rebounded by Clay Gilmore, and he puts it up and in. So Clay Gilmore, 4 points tonight. Frank Redhat now with the ball, dribbles in by the right block. Kind of underhanded, passes it to Nelson over his head, but Dobbs is able to get it back. And then the shot is up from Wooten. No good. Rebounded by Oklahoma Union. Under 30 seconds now. It's a 69-30 lead for the Cougars. Another shot, block shot from a wide open Clay Gilmore, up and good, and he has 6 points here in the fourth quarter alone. So bringing it up is Dobbs. It's a 71-30 lead for the Cougars. Back over to Nelson from the right wing. So you can hear the Oklahoma Union fans starting to stand up and clap. Their team wins its 23rd game of the season, their ninth straight, and they will head to the regional championship game and are guaranteed a spot in their second straight area tournament. That is the final. Oklahoma Union wins 71-30 over the Fairview Yellow Jackets. So Oklahoma Union will play Saturday at 8 against the winner of Hooker and Pioneer Pleasantville. So I will take another quick break and be back with the final game stats here on KRIG 104.9.
For buying or selling your livestock, right, trust Brian Little and Jimmy King at Coffeyville Livestock Market, a full-service livestock auction.
All right, we'll get you
they sell cattle
break.
Every Thursday beginning at 9 a.m., and on the second Tuesday of the month, they feature a sheep, hog, and goat auction at 5 p.m. For additional information, please call Brian Little at 918-331-7705 or Jimmy King at 620-515-5464 or the sale barn at 620-251-5460.
Regent Bank of Nowata has a passion to serve. Hello, I'm Trevor Dorsey with Regent Bank of Nowata. We would love to help your business grow. But not only do we do business loans and have business products, we have all the consumer products, loans, checking, savings, CDs, mortgage lending. We would love to help you with any need that you might have, whether it's business or personal. We'd ask that you come see us at Regent Bank of Nowata. Regent Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Bartlett Co-op offers many different services. Whether you've worked with us all your life or this is the first time you've heard the name, employees at the Bartlett Co-op welcome any type of customer. No matter your needs, from fuel, feed, and fertilizer to propane, tires, and merchandise, we enjoy seeing you come through our doors and are happy to provide you with good old Bartlett Co-op service. Look us up on Facebook or on the web at bartlettcoop.com.
At Welch State Bank, we strive to provide the products and services you want and need. That's why we offer products like our interest-bearing, more-than-free checking account with no monthly service fees. Not to mention free online banking, free bill pay, free mobile banking, free mobile check-in deposit, and a free $10 gift card. I'm not sure if you heard, but that's a whole lot of free with no monthly service charges. Third-party message, data, or ISP fees may apply. E-statements required. Welch State Bank, member FDIC.
And you are back on.
And welcome back to the Allen Robson Fieldhouse here in Ponca City as the Oklahoma Union Cougars, the number one ranked team in 2A, defeat the Fairview Yellow Jackets 71-30 in the regional winners bracket game to advance to the regional championship. Some in-game scores for both teams. It looks like Colson Gibson led all scorers with 18 points for the Oklahoma Union Cougars. Baylor Nash had 8. Jace Hollingshed had 7. Cade Hollingshed had 7. Clay Gilmore with 6. Nate Collier with 6. Dylan Ellis with 5. Henry Auer with 4. Trenton Keene with 2. Logan Rush with 2. Braylon Holland with 2. And then Jace Gilmore with 1. And every single player listed on my Oklahoma Union roster scored tonight. So what a feat for for Coach Ott and his squad tonight, kind of flexing their muscles tonight. For the Fairview Yellow Jackets, looks like Weston Church led the way with 11 points, and then Drew Hawk had 5. Colton Schmidt had 4. Traven Dobbs had 3. Cole Richter had 1. Riley Nelson had 2. And Blake Perez had 2. So, like I said, 71-30 final score for the Cougars. An absolutely dominating performance for the number one team in 2A. So, like I said, they will advance to the regional championship game on Saturday, where they'll play the winner of Hooker and Pioneer Pleasantville. I haven't seen a score yet on that game, but that game was going on simultaneously at Pioneers. So they'll play for the regional championship Saturday at 8 back here at the Allen Robinson Fieldhouse in Ponca City. The Fairview Yellow Jackets will play in the consolation bracket tomorrow at 3 against Amber Pocasset. So that will be an elimination game for each team's season. So the star of the night, Colson Gibson, for the Cougars, had 18 points all in the first half. He had 4 three-pointers, and he put on a show and really didn't have to do anything in the second half. So he took it easy in the second half, and it was just a good night to be a Cougar fan, that is for sure. So that'll do it for me here at the Allen Robinson Fieldhouse in Ponca City. For my producer, Chris Ketchum, back at the studio, I'm Sam Henderson, coming at you from Ponca City. Appreciate you listening in as Oklahoma Union wins 71-30 here on K-Rig 104.9.
Great job, Sam. Sounded wonderful. Okay, just wanted to make sure there before I cut it off or anything.
Lipstick and I'm too much.